Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Chaf Hey, Yerushalmi. We are on the last daf here, the last amud of the second parak of Parak Ve'ilu Mafsikin. And we are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And we are on the top of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. So we are discussing what happens if something happens in the middle of the Ksira. If somebody cuts half their field and then Ganavim cut the other half of the field, or animals destroy the other half of the field, or a person sold the other half of the field, or somebody was makdish. Something happened to the second half of the field, which I was going to take my pay off of from, but something happened to it. So we just spoke about, on Amud Beis, on Chavdal Amud Beis, we spoke about whether, if I harvest half of my field, I sell half of it, so then, obviously, the koneh, the one who buys it, has to take off payah, because that transferred, and it was ki'ilu, the payah wasn't sold. That's how we described it yesterday. Ki'ilu, the payah wasn't sold. And the question is, what if the seller was an ani? Would he be able to take the payah from his own field? Right, usually you're not allowed to take the payah from your own field, but here he sold it. So the chiyuv had kicked in when it was his, but now the hafrasha, so to speak, the aziva, is not being done by him. So is he allowed to keep it? So the Gemara here starts off with kind of the opposite question. Kind of the opposite, and it might be the mirror image. And that is halokeach. Mao she yizke bepeah, she materis is umrin shel mocher. Again, the mocher, somebody sells their field after it's already chayiv and peya. So the buyer has to separate the peya. But it's not really his peya. The chiva peya kicked in when the seller had harvested it. So now the question is, kid the kona? What if the kona is an ani? Would he be able to keep the peya? Right? The question on yesterday's daf was, can the mocher keep the peya? And we ended up trying to prove it. And then we rejected the comparison from a Mishnah later on. But now we're asking, can the buyer take the payah? Look at the Mahara Fulda. He explains the question on top. Mine ma do we say, ho'al ve'eno mafrish al peirosav, rak al shel mocher, since he's really just doing the hafrasha on the fruit of the seller. The seller was the one that did the harvesting. So really, it's really covering his fruit. Zoche be'payah magil achal go shel mocher. So the buyer is allowed to keep it. He's allowed to keep it because it's not his. It's really covering the field of the mocher. Onim, or do we say no? But he's being mafrish. Hova al karcho hapeya mutelis alav lahafrish. Since he has a chiyuv to be mafrish the peya, he's the one that's designating it. Havele ki'ilu hu bailav. Af lepeya hamagia laomer jamocher. So it's ki'ilu he's the bailim. So does the hafrasha, does the fact that he's doing the hafrasha somehow reflect some type of bailus, some type of connection that he wouldn't be able to keep the payah, right? Does it go by the whose field is being covered, or does it go by who's actually doing the separating, right? And that's the question that the Gemara asks, and the Gemara answers, Biplugta de Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Maybe it depends on the machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Remember we had earlier already, maybe Rebbe Yosef Engel said maybe there's a word missing here. Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi are usually the same person, so it can't be, must be, maybe it should be Hazakein. Either way, maybe you're missing a word. A machlokes that we had back at the end of the first parak on Daf Tezayin, where we had a machlokes whether there was a knas for an ani in those cases. Remember, if the ani goes and buys harvested fruit, that's tevel and meiser ani, and we had a machlokes there about whether the rabbana were kones in that case. Do we find aniim who it's not shchiach for them to try to get a discount and come earlier, or do we say that no, it's shchiach that they would be able to borrow money and get discounts? So that was the last few lines. The last few lines in the first parak, we had a machlokas between Rebbe and Yehuda Hanasi. So the same machlokas, the Gemara said the same machlokas would apply here if the Rabbanim would institute such a knas. Interesting that this type of knas, if it is instituted or not, this is part of Beis Din's trying to keep a functioning society, right? Because we would find certain, that whole area of discussion that we had, we would find the aniyim, we would find certain kohanim, in order that, you know, they shouldn't go and ruin it for other aniyim, for other kohanim, because part of Beis Din's job is to keep the peace and to keep society functioning, and that there aren't victims of certain realities in the daily grind of parnasa, right? That's how the Ramban seems to view the mitzvah of dinim. If you remember the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, the only one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bei Noach, which is a mitzvah say, is dinim, Right? All the other ones are los ases, right? The Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. The big three are los ases, right? Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. And then you have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph is Eivor Menachai, right? Eating a limb of a live animal. Beis is Birchas Hashem, cursing God. Gimel is stealing. So all of those are los ases. Dalet dinim, right? Setting up a court system. That's the only mitzvah asay of the seven. What does that entail? Setting up a court system. So the Rambam says that it entails setting up a court system to make sure that everybody's doing the other six mitzvahs. Right? That's the Rambam's more limited view of what dinim is. That's the Rambam in Malachim. And that is part of how the Rambam explains what happened in Vayishlach. Right? Why was the whole city responsible? Because they violated dinim. Right? They didn't set up a court system to judge Shechem and Chamor because of what they did. They violated Gili Arayis. And maybe Gezel, and they didn't set up a court system to judge. That's the context of the Rambam. The Ramban does not like that pshat. He says, just in terms of the psukim, if that's true, then why did Yaakov Avinu get so upset at them? Right, Yaakov Avinu should have been happy. Right, they fulfilled the mitzvah. So why would Yaakov Avinu get upset at his sons if they just did exactly what they were supposed to do? And along the way, so he gives a different pshat to the story, but along the way, he explains his own shita of dinim. He says the Ramban in Vayishlach, v'ned dvar malol nechona be'inai, she'im keno Yaakov Avinu chayav lios kodem v'zocha b'misasam. He should have been happy about it. V'yal daiti, what's dinim? Hadinim she'manu l'b'nei Noach b'shev v'mitzvah shalahem einam l'hoshiv dayanim b'chol plach u'plach bilvad. It's not just to set up court system in each city, ela tziva usam b'dinei, but he commanded them in all different areas of law. Geneva, stealing, onah, overcharging, oshek, not paying workers on time, schar sachir, dine shomrim, right, all about different types of shomrim, ones, mefate, avos nezikin, chovel bechavero, wounding, dine malveh velovel, lending, borrowing, mekach umemkar, rules of functioning societies. Besdin's job is to make sure the society, it doesn't say dafka, they have to go by dine Torah. It's just any type of society which has a court system that helps it function, right? Without it, ishes re'eyu chayim bla'o, as Pirkei Avos would say. Kenyin adinim shesavu Yisrael, v'nera galeim im gana v'asha go'ana supita v'chulu. U'michlala mitzvah sazosh yeshiva dayanim gam b'cholir v'ir v'chulu. That's the mitzvah sazay. So the Ramban seems to have a much more general, wide-ranging dinim in order to set up the functioning society, including everything. Parenthetically, right, Ribbis is not here. Ribbis is not on this long list that the Ramban has, because Ribbis is different. Ribbis might not be in, it's not evil like others. Like it's that there's a question about why Ribbis is usser and Ribbis is mutter to a guy. Okay, but this is the Ramban. So maybe part of that is setting up, you know, fines for people who take advantage of loopholes in the realities of society. Right? And that's behind what the issue is that the Gemara quotes here from Rebbe and Rebbe Hudanas. Okay. We continue now. Katzar, Chetzia, Vehiktish, Vechulu. So the Mishnah spoke about, Mishnah back on Chav Gimel Amabez, what happens if somebody harvested half their field, and then they were Makdish half their field. They gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. So while it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't, doesn't have to do anything. If somebody redeems it from the Beis HaMikdash, so now they have to take off payah, because at the time of the harvesting, it belonged to an individual. If the harvesting took place, if a person was makdish his field while it was still mechubar, while it was still attached, and then the gizbar was kotzer, harvested, then there's ptur. Then there's the time of the chiyuv, then it was patah. We're not talking about that. He was makdish it, a person harvested it, then he was makdish it, then somebody brought it back. So the chiyuv kicks it again. Says the Gemara. The next line is one of those lines in Yerushalmi that we don't really know what it means, so there are eight different pshatim by the Mefarshim what it means. We'll mention four. Rabbi Pinchas, boy. Rabbi Pinchas had the following question. Right, sometimes boy means he wants to know. Kitziras chutz la'aretz, ma'o shedei chayeves bepeya. If you harvest in chutz la'aretz, are you chayev in peya? So guess all the Mefarshim. There's no chayev of peya in chutz la'aretz. What kind of question is this? Right, there's a special halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Arla in Chutz La'aretz, but there's no Pei in Chutz La'aretz. Pei is one of the mitzvahs atuliyos ba'aretz. It's one of the matnas aniyim. So what exactly is this referring to? So four pshatim that are here. If you look in Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, he likes the pshat of the Gra. The Gra says, and again, it's a chiddush that this is the Havamina. Says the Gra in Rav Chaim Kadievsky, what if somebody cuts harvest in Eretz Yisrael, but you're planning to export. You're planning to export the tefuah. So is that chayiv in peya? It's, you have chutz la'aretz on your mind. That's the question, according to the Gra. Klomar, shekatzah be'eretz Yisrael kedichdei lahotzio lechutz la'aretz. That's the question. And again, according to each of these pshatim, you're going to have to figure out what the next couple of lines in the Gemara means. Also, so we'll try to go through it according to some. But that is pshat number one, right? Kesiras Eretz Yisrael Letzarech, which is a chiddush. You might say, who cares where your kavana is? The fact that you're going to export it, that affects whether there should be matnas aniyim. Again, maybe the question is not about Trumas and Maestros with this Kedusha, but at least for Matnas Aniyim, maybe that would be affected. Number one. A second shot given by the Maram Chabiv is that what happens if you have, and they had this in the days of old, you have a boat that came from Chutz La'aretz, and on the boat there's dirt, and there's stuff growing in the dirt, right? You planted stuff, you're on the boat for a few weeks, and you plant the stuff in the dirt in Eretz Yisrael, but then all of a sudden the boat comes in, and now the boat is in the Avira of Eretz Yisrael. The boat comes from Chutz La'aretz now, and you harvest it once it's in Eretz Yisrael. Right? When you harvest it off the boat, so now it's in Eretz Yisrael. It's within the port. Or you even take the dirt off and you bring it into the land. So, Kitsiras Chutz La'aretz. So if your coat's there, what grew in Chutz La'aretz? But now you're harvesting in Eretz Yisrael. Is that going to be chayev? That is number two. A second idea. A third out of four. A third out of four. If you look, I saw this first in the Mechal Hamayim, which is in the one of the Achronim in the back. But then I saw it in Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, says this exact pshat. The Ur Sameach, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam quotes, where are we? Says the Rambam, one second, I thought I put a thing there. Here, it must have fallen out. Says the Rambam, Hilchos, Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't quote this Ibaya, but on the halacha of only being giving payah from the field itself and not from a different field, on Chaverta, says the Ar Sameach, B'Yerushalmi Sof Perak Ve'ilu Mafsikin. Right, he knew the names of the prakim. The end of Eilam Afsikin. So the Rambam, the Rav Pinchas boy, he quotes this. Kitzirus Chutz La'aretz. V'tamuah es Ar Sameach. To ha'avi davar shu chovas karka. V'enu agel ba'aretz. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of question is this? Kitzirus Chutz La'aretz. Ubarer. The tzarech lios. The whole issue is hafsaka. There's a hefsik. Shetehei mafsekes bepeya. Mao shetachalik bepeya. The question must be, Is Chutz La'aretz mafsik for peya? What's the case? It must be like it's described in Gittin. What happens if at the edge of Eretz Yisrael you have a narrow piece of land that goes into Chutz La'aretz? And maybe you have two narrow pieces of land. And you have Chutz La'aretz in between two pieces of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is that piece of Chutz La'aretz mafsik? What if I have apples on over here and apples over there and Chutz La'aretz in the middle? That's the question according to the Ur Sameach. Is Chutz La'aretz mafsik? And we're going to relate this just like our Mishnah spoke about whether Hekdish is mafsik. Remember, I harvest something and then I give it to the Beis HaMikdash and then I buy it back from the Beis HaMikdash. I have to give Peah. Rishus Hekdish in the middle is not mafsik, my Chiv of Peah. So what about in terms of geographically? That's the question. Pirish imishnei tzadim Eretz Yisrael. Ube'emsa stei chutz la'aretz. I have a field of chutz la'aretz, and on two sides of the field of chutz la'aretz, I have Eretz Yisrael. Imhave kisados chalukos v'tzarech lahafrish shnei peyos. Do I have to take off two peyos? V'lo matzi lahafrish me'achaz achaverta. You can't take off one on the other because you have chutz la'aretz in the middle. You don't just have putter, you have chutz la'aretz in the middle. So that is the... That is the question according to the Ur Sameach. So let's read the next lines now, because the Ur Sameach goes through how you read the next lines. Shalot Tomar, don't say, you have to add in a couple of words here, don't say that there's an automatic tour. Don't do an automatic tour. Why? Because, what about our Mishnah? Ha Hekdish Pater, Hekdish is Pater, V'chutz La'aretz Pater, right? Hekdish, if the harvest happened by Hekdish is Pater, and Chutz La'aretz would be Pater. And yet, Ima Hekdish Chayiv, Hekdish is going to be Chayiv if the Katsira happened before you gave it to Hekdish, like in our Mishnah, and Hekdish is not Mafsik, so Chutz La'aretz Chayiv, so to Chutz La'aretz maybe shouldn't be Mafsik. And therefore you should have to be able to give one Peah from the two sides of Chutz La'aretz. So maybe that's how, maybe you should say that Chutz La'aretz is not Mafsik. Answers the Gemara, special Gzeres HaKasuv. Ashkach Tani, I found, Kitzir Artzachem, Velo Kitzir Chutz La'aretz. Pay is given from the Kitzir of your land, but not the Kitzir where Chutz La'aretz is Mafsik in the middle. Back to the Ar Sameach. He says, Pirish, yesh, im yesh, sadeh, hektish, bein tayim, ein chelak, hektish, mechalik, es hasadeh, sheitzorach, lafish, tepeyos, rak, mafish, pe achas, based on our Mishnah. So the Gemara answer is, no, lochein kan hua dinami, deinu mafsik. Answer, kitzir artzachem, loktir chutzlaris, pirish, shekol akatzir yehem artzachem, vizeh, shekatzir balashin rabim, veloshi yeh, katzir chutzlaris, bein tayim. That's how the Ar Sameach reads this Yerushalmi in terms of whether it's being mafsik, and it connects to the Mishnah that we just had. Good. So we have three. We have the Gra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and we have the Marav Chabiv, and we have the Ar Sameach. One other. If you look in the Gilyonos of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? The Rav Chaim's, Gilyonos of the Stifler, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father, so he has another pshat. He has another pshat, to this, Gemara, and that is Niradachi Berusho. Again, a lot of creativity, right, is left, because there's no Rishonim here. Right, what is it talking about? So says the Stifler, Kitziras Chutzlaretz, the Hainu, Kama Shegadlo Bios Chutzlaretz, Kodim Kibush. There was an area of Chutzlaretz that you planted in, and it's Chutzlaretz. And all of a sudden, you know, Bnei Yisrael conquered that area. So by the time you harvested it, it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ubishas Kitzira Kavshu Kfar. So, Kitziras Chutzlaretz, Kitzira of what used to be Chutzlaretz, but now it's Eretz Yisrael. That's the question. Mi azlina and basar shas gidulo o basar shas kitzira. Do you go by when it grew or do you go by when it's harvested? Because when it's harvested is when the chiyuv kicks in, but it grew and it was a chutz la'aretz. Again, in each of these pshatim, have to go figure out how to read the rest of the Gemara. Shalo tomar pirish ulai nomar hektish pater kibishas kitzira. Who kibishas kitziru hektish? You might think it's pater, just like by hektish. When you harvest it, is pater. V'chutz la'aretz pater. Ma hektish chayiv. But if it grew birshus hektish bishas kitzira, it was already nifta. You go by shas kitzira. So to hear chutz la'aretz, you should say go by shas kitzira, and therefore you should be chayiv in this case because it has kedusha when it's harvested. Answers the Gemara: no. Kitzir artzachem velo kitzir chutz la'aretz. Afilu kavshu bishas kitzira mikol makom kivan shegidulo haya b'chutz la'aretz. Putter. Right, that was the another pshat. So four different ideas here in the Mefarshim how to read this. If we have time, Dan, maybe we'll go into more kibush Eretz Yisrael, kibush and chazaka. We'll see if there's time. Either way, the tour quotes the idea. The Shin Lamed Beis is a small simen, matnas aniyim. We already said it's why is it so small because. We don't leave like a shekapev as vanazek because aniyim don't get it this way. Shin lamed aleph is shumas and maishas. That's a very long simon. But if you look in Shin lamed beis in the tour is one little paragraph. Matnes aniyim sheim leket shekapev peret oles kasev arambam sheina noagin bina torah ela ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz emi drabanan in chutz la'aretz is drabanan v'im ein sham aniyim ein tzorach lahanicham. There's no aniyim, you don't leave it. V'ya idna einu agim bahem, l'fisha arov goyim. Im yanicham yabo goyim yitlam. L'fichach eini rotel arech bahem. That's what the Torah says. I'm not going to write about this because it's not lamaisa at all. The Beis Yosef says on that tour, which is quoting the Rambam, that maybe midrabanan, it's noeg in chutz la'aretz a little bit, says the Beis Yosef, it's obviously limited. It's not noeg on the other side of the world from Eretz Yisrael. He says, Efshar da ad kalon amru de b'chutz la'aretz chayavim ela b'chutz la'aretz hasmuchim la'aretz. Only Eretz Yisrael that is close to and maybe contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Tikashem shachayavis b'chumas v'maisos chayavis b'matanos avu b'mkomos ha'rechokim. But far places from Eretz Yisrael, kashem shapaturim b'chumas v'maisos paturim mimatanos. They would also be pater from matnas aniyim. And nowadays, where it's not knowing at all, even in Eretz Yisrael, then surely it's not going to be knowing anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. That's the tour in the Beis Yosef in Shin Lamed Beis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Katsar Hagizbar Chatzi. So Chatzi Chatzia, this is going on in the Mishnah. So what happened in the Mishnah? I harvested half my field, and then I gave the Beis Hamikdash the other half of my field. So what did the Mishnah say? If somebody buys it back before the Gizbar does anything, then he's chayav to get paid from everything. But that's not what happened. I was makdish, I harvested half my field. Then I gave half my field to the Beis HaMikdash. During that time, the Gizbar harvested half of what he got, meaning a quarter of my field. So, and then somebody's poda the other quarter. So how much payah does he have to give? Does he have to give payah from 100%? Three quarters? From what? So, kotzar, gizbar chatzi chatzia, below hispik, litzar asashar, chapades, kula. Right, the gizbar was harvested a quarter, chatzi chatzia. And then it was redeemed. So says the Gemara, mafrish mena katzir ala katzir. Your mafrish from what was cut on what was cut. In other words, as the Mefarshim explained, for 75%. You have to be mafrish for the first half, right, that was harvested behedyot, and for the last quarter, which was harvested behedyot. But the part that was harvested in the, as belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not chayv in pay. Right, v'lo kol ma sheniksar b'rishos ha-hekdesh, kfar niftar. So that's the, what the Gemara says, Ksiras ha-gizbar is going to be putter from peya, right? Because that's the key moment that it goes by. Hadron alach, the elu mafsikin. We have finished our second perek in Meseches Peya. We move to the third. Second and the third perek are both about hefsekim in terms of geographical borders. So the Mishnah continues. Perek Malbinos we're up to. Malbinos ha-tfuah she-bein ha-zesim. If somebody has areas of patches of grain. Somebody planted grain. As we know, grain is chayv in peah. Remember, it fits all five of the ingredients we had back on Daf Yud Beis or so, right? Ochel and Nishmar and Machniso Lakiya and Likidaso Ka'achas and the fifth tonight, which I don't remember. Mabaras Tatvosh Ben Azesim. So if somebody has grain patches, and in between the grain patches, there are olive trees. There are grain patches, and they're separated by olive trees. So, are those grain patches, do I have to give payah from each of the grain areas? Are the olive trees mafsik? So, machlokas. Beishamai omrim payah mikol echad ve'echad. Beishamai says that, yeah, the olive trees are mafsik, right? They are barriers, and therefore you have to give payah from each area of tvua. Ubeisilal omrim me'achas al hakol. Beisilal says, from one on the other, no, you have to give one payah could work for all the fields. This isn't really a chumra or a kula. It's just different, right? Would you say that Beis Hillel is machmir? No. Is he mako? You can give one for all of them, but it's the same amount. Same amount. It's just a question of from where. So Pashas, this is not a chumra and a kula machlokas. It's just from where. Umodin. But everyone agrees. Interesting. Who's going to agree here? Right? Even Beis Shammai agrees, which the Mefarshim point out. We're usually not so interested in Beis Shammai. Right? We're going to go into Shittas Beis Shammai. But that's how the Mishnah seems to say. There must be that Tiferes Yisrael goes through. Maybe there's an afkamina for Beis Hillel too. But Umodim, Shimhayu Rashi Ashuros Mu'ravin, if the olive trees separated, but at the edges, they didn't continue, so the grain, the tfua, mixed in at the edges of their fields, that's good enough to unify them. So, Shunosim Peya Me'achas Alakol. So that's enough to unify them. And even Beis Shammai would agree that you could give one payah for all of them. One payah for all of them because they're mixed in at the end of the fields. Period. Mishnah Beis. Hamenamer asadehu. Menamer, nemer is from to spot, spotted. Somebody spots their field. What does that mean? I planted my field. It's all one thing. It's all dates. It's all dates. The problem is I put a lot of fertilizer in certain areas more than other areas. So that's why some things got ripened earlier. It's all the same species and the same type. And it's supposed to ripen at the same time. It just so happened that it didn't because, you know, maybe I put more fertilizer in one place than the other place. So what did I do? I went and took wherever it was ripe, I took those areas. And I left the areas that wasn't ripe. But now there's separate patches of the areas that I left in the field. So is that called separate fields? Is that called separate fields for payah? Or do I say no? What I did, I started to harvest. It's all one big harvest. So I'm an amir asadeyu, v'shir klachim lachim, and I left the moist, unripe stalks. So now you have different areas of unripe stalks that are separated from where places were already harvested. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, payah mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Akiva says, Peya, from every place. Rabbi Akiva says, even though you might look at it as the beginning of the harvest, no. Rabbi Akiva says, you have to give Peya from each and every one. That's called a Hefsik. Right now you have all these areas that are separated. It's called a Hefsik. Chacham say no. From one on all. It's the beginning of your harvest. Some's ripe, some's not ripe. So what? So you have a little break in between. The Chacham say no. One Peya for all. Umodim Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, but the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Akiva that they're separated. Bezorea Sheves Ochardal. We had this line before. Bishloshim Mekomos. If I plant a mustard seed or Sheves, another type of spice, Bishloshim Mekomos, in three different places, you know, Sepeya Mikol Echad Ve'Echad. Those are all always planted as separate entities. So that requires Peya from each and every one. But the Chachamim say, in the case of the first part of where the Machlokas is, you didn't plant that as separate patches. You planted it as one big patch. It just so happened that some became ripe earlier. That doesn't make it into separate patches. Doesn't make it into separate patches. Period. Israel Rabbi Akiva in our version here is spelled with a hey. Right, most of the time in Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is spelled with a hey. If you look in the Hakdama of the Ar Zeruah, or Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, one of the great Rishonim in Ashkenaz, why did he name his sefer Ar Zeruah? His name was Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna. Right? Why is his name Ar Zeruah? So he writes there in the Hakdama that his whole life he was bothered. How do you spell Rabbi Akiva? At the end of Akiva, is there a hey or is there an aleph? He was always bothered by that. So you might say Hebrew, Aramaic, but he was bothered. He says, and one night he had a dream. He had a dream, and in his dream he saw the pasuk, Ar Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishre Lev Simcha. And he saw the Sofei Tevos, the last letter of each of the words, was like bold-faced. And it spells out, Rabbi Akiva, Ar Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishre Lev Simcha. And has a hey! Has a hey! So he was so excited by that vision HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that he named the Sefer after that pasuk, Ar Zarua. Ar Zarua, with a hey at the end of it, and that's what we have here. That's also why we say Ar Zarua Latzadik on Yom Kippur night, as we go around with the Torahs, because they say Rabbi Akiva. According to one version, Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur, that was his yard site, so we say Ar Zarua on that night as we go around. Okay. Says the Gemara, so we have these patches, these grain patches between the olives, anan tanin shal ben azesim, tanin de base rabbi shben elanos. Our Mishnah says you have olive trees separating, but we have a brisa that says all types of trees. All types of trees separate. So, which is it? So, says the Gemara, you need both. Masnisan sricha le de base rabbi, u de base rabbi sricha le misnisan. Right, you need both. You need both the Mishnah that says the olive trees separate, and you need the Bryce that says all trees separate. Ilu tanina nanan velo tanin de base rebbe. If he only had our Mishnah and not the Bryce, havina namrin, I would have said lo amrana elish ben azesim. I would have thought only olive trees separate. Right, that's the only place where Beis Shammai says his shita. Davar shu chayv peya, because olives are chayv in peya, so that's chashiv enough to separate. Aval davar shu pater mina peya, but if anything, if you separated something that's pater from peya, if you have some type of tree, I don't know, I think it was figs, right? They're pater. Beis Shammai modin shu nosin peya miyachad ala kol. Maybe Beis Shammai would agree that's not a separation. It's not a chashiv tree. You're not even chayv peya. So habitzur chalam asisa l'derebi. That's why you need the brisa. Any type of tree. Any type of tree is going to be mafsik, even if it's not chayv and peya. And the other way, oi lutani l'debeis rebi velo taninan anan, and if you only had the brisa, that it's all trees, and you didn't have our Mishnah of olives, havinan amrin, I would have said, lo amrin ela shebeinu ilanus, davershu pater ben peya. I would have said exactly the opposite. Maybe only something that is pater from peya, that's totally different than these fields of tfuah, so that's a hefsik. Aval davar shu chayv peya, but if something is chayv in peya, so apesilo modi shu nosi peya milu kol echad ve'echad. But if something is chayv in peya, like olives, so then maybe I would have thought that, you know, that's not a separation, this whole area is chayv in peya. Habit surcha l'mastisan, but surcha l'mastisan debay rabbi. That's why you need both. That's why you also need our Mishnah to say it is olives, as well. Olives in general, we know are, have a special halacha, right? Olives and grapes, right? Zesim anavim, right? They have bori pri ha'etz, like other fruit, but they're the only ones that if we squeeze out their liquid, then the liquid also has a special bracha, right? It has special status. By grapes, it obviously goes up even, bori pri agafen. But by olives, what bracha do you say on olive oil? What bracha would you say on olive oil? So the Gemara says in brachas in the Bavli, on daf lamed heyem abeis, you'd make a bori priha eitz, Rabbi Yochanan says on olive oil. But the Gemara wonders, when are you going to make a bracha on olive oil? What, you drink olive oil straight? Are you going to make a bracha on that? Says the Gemara, that's going to hurt you. That's going to hurt you. So what exactly is the case that Rabbi Yochanan says that you're going to make a bracha on olive oil? That's his question. Right, you're mazik yourself. And therefore, if you're mazik, Rashi says, no bracha. You don't make a bracha if you drink straight oil. The Rambam has an amazing sheet. The Rambam says, if you drink straight oil, you're not going to say a bur per ace, you're going to say a shahakol. The Rambam says you say a shahakol on a davar hamazik. I touched on this back in Mesechas Brachas. So a shahakol, right? The other Rishonim say you don't make any bracha. So the shahakol must be a different type of bracha than the others. But the Gemara continues. So when are you going to make a bur per ace? So the Gemara answers, it must be where you have a mixture. We have a mixture of different foods, and oil is the main ingredient. And if oil is the main ingredient, so then you're going to have to make the bracha on the oil, because that's the ikker, and that is going to be a borei pri ha'etz, a borei pri ha'etz. And the Gemara says, are you talking about medicine? If it's medicine, you don't make any bracha. Right, so it goes through, you know, maybe you do get some hana'ah from that medicine, and therefore you're going to make a bracha. That's what the Tosfos and the other Mefarshim talk about here in Brachas. But again, olives and grapes have a special status, but olives are chayiv in peah, as we just learned, and we have the different day of the Mishnah and the Brice that teach us why you need olives to be mafsik and why you need all trees to be mafsik, both of those versions of the halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue in Perek Malbinos, in terms of hefsekim in fields.